You know, life is funny. We all experience similar things, but there's some things we don't talk about. And then somebody's maybe with a friend like, hey, the other day, you know, I swallowed this water and my throat like felt like it was going to explode. And then my chest. And I was like, what happened? And I just sat for a second and it just went away. And you're like, that happens to me too. And you're like, it does?
It does? Oh. Yeah.
Like one pocket, hold your phone. This may be more for guys. And then for, this is guys. Then your other pocket holds everything else.
Yes.
Like nothing else is in there with your phone. It's just your phone. Because I guess because it's going in and out.
And you don't want to scratch it with anything else probably that's in there. Because I have a pocket in my purse for my phone. Because I don't want to just throw it into the general population. Because then it gets all scratched.
You can't be a gin pop. It's too dangerous.
Have you ever, speaking of the pockets, and this is only for guys probably too, but if you have a wallet, you get used to having one side of your back pants to put the wallet in, and you constantly sit on it, and then literally, like, your pants starts forming on it. Well, I've tried changing it to the other side. I feel off for a
week.
Yeah, I managed to do it, and I just did it because it was I was, like, getting a cramp in my butt.
Yeah.
So I managed to do it. Now I can't switch back again.
I think the female equivalent of that is when you try carrying your purse on the other shoulder to even things out. Because you're like, man, I always carry my purse on this one side. And then you're like, oh, I should, you know, switch it up a little bit. And then you do it, and I'm like, oh, I can't.
This feels, this feels wrong.
And then the worst is when you're wearing pants that don't have a back pocket, like basketball shorts or something, and you have to put the wallet in the phone pocket or the key pocket.
Yes.
I hate it.
You ever do that where for guys wearing basketball shorts and you're like, crap, you didn't really think about it, and the drawstrings may be broken or whatever. And you put your phone in your pocket, your pants just come down.
They're just so heavy. They're so
slowly heavy. Go down. You're like,
or when you have to, like, hustle across the parking lot and the phone is heavier.
Yeah, you have to, like, hold it in your shorts.
And the phone's, like, out of your shorts. In the netting going up and down.
100%. Women go through that, too, but it's not, it's like when you're working out or, you know, and you don't have, either you're not wearing a belt bag, a.k.a. fanny pack, and you don't have anything, and then you, like, try to tuck it into your bra, your sports bra or something, and then it just slides down, or it's pulling your shorts.
I hate that.
At that point, I'm like, workout's over. Not doing this anymore.
Like, this is my clue not to work out. Two things real quick that everyone goes through, and they just don't really talk about it. When you go to the grocery store, and you need a specific item, and you're on the aisle, but someone's standing in front of it. Then you kind of like pretend you're shopping around.
Yes.
Like, no, I need this over here. What is this? This is, that people do it because you don't want to feel like you're just, you're actually kind of being polite because you don't make them feel rushed.
Agreed.
You
know?
But you're just wasting your time.
I think it is polite. And there is nothing that I hate more than when somebody walks directly in front of where you are to get what they need while you're looking.
Yes, that's rude.
Oh, I want to cut you want, so bad.
You want that person to go around pretending they're shopping for something
else. Yes, I do. Wait your turn. Wait your turn. It happens at the meat all the time.
But the thing is, if they're waiting their turn, then it makes you feel awkward because you know somebody has to get there.
No, it doesn't.
They have to pretend to shop for something else. That's what they're saying. That makes you feel better because you won't know.
But I have waited my turn to get to the meat, and I just wait. Like, if you're looking at pork chops or whatever, you know, and somebody comes right in front of you and then just gets what they need, I waited my turn.
Right.
I don't feel bad.
Usually somebody's, like, in front of me in the aisle, I just kick them in the small of their back.
I'd like to.
And then I get what I need, and I run out.
I'd like to.
I don't run out. Anyway.
Still there, buggy.
Two more things real quick. You were breathing fine until you lie down, and that one nostril just closes right up.
Oh, I hate that.
And then the last one, and I think this is, people are doing this more and more. When you get a call from a number you don't recognize and you immediately Google it.
Yes.
I have an app now for it that's like pretty accurate.
Did you pay for it?
Nope.
You don't?
Nope.
No,
free.
It's accurate. Okay. It goes by the owner of the phone.
Yeah.
Does
so if it's
tell
a cell phone, it'll say wireless and it'll say the last person is registered to.
Yeah. So, like, for instance, if I do it with my wife's number, it'll still say Jason Goodman because it's under my name, the phones.
What's the name of the app? I need it. If it's free.
Let me just double check.
I'm not paying for it.
No. Because I think it's called, it's reverse lookup. It's a blue icon.
Oh, okay.
But it's an app. It looks like this, Katie. It's blue and has a phone on it. It just says reverse on it.
I don't see it.
Oh, sorry.
It's called lookup.
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 But on the front.
I'll type in our number here. And I'm typing it right there. I hit lookup.
Oh.
For some reason, it's under Jennifer.
Jennifer.
I don't know why, but she used to work here, but maybe she set up the phone or something.
Yeah, and it'll be the last, and sometimes it's not accurate. It'll be You know, like I put in my old phone number and it's, my daughter has it now, but it has my name in it.
Okay. I like
that. That kind of helps to see if it's like legit. And then it will say how many times the number has been looked up. And it'll give a rating if it's suspicious or more likely to be spam.
What's your number?
That's pretty cool.
I'm not telling you my number.
I have it. I have it in my phone.
Well, I will tell you off the air.
You can just say it on the air.
Yeah, no.
Oh, that'd be so lit.
Squid, give out your phone number.
Give out your phone number, Squid.
You want to give out your phone number?
I think it's so lit.
I'm too scared, yeah. I mean, if you want it, just email me. It's in my...
It's in his signature.
Yeah, I used to do that when I first started. I forgot about it. And then I'd get random texts. I'm like, who is this? Yeah. They're like, oh, I emailed you. I'm like, what?
Do you remember the day we gave out intern hugs his phone?
Yes.
And it wouldn't stop ringing.
Oh, my gosh.
He got like 1,000 calls.
We also told people to...
Too scary.
How about this? Come on, baby reindeer.
You can do it.
All we have to do is say, if you think you're a hot girl.
And you're single.
And you're single, dial this number. That's it. And you'll get 1,000 hot girls.
You want to try?
1,000 phone conversations.
Yeah. You act like they're the only ones that are going to respond to that.
Don't ruin it. Yeah.
First one that's going to call is Jose.
Exactly.
So you don't want to do it?
I'm too scared.
No. Okay, that's fine.
Makai? Does intern Makai want to do it?
You want to give out your number?
You want to give out your number, intern Makai?
You don't have to.
No, I'm not going to do that.
All right.
All right. Okay.
Okay, Barry White.